American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 30th day of November 2004. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. And a note to the listeners, please do this on a post-it note and put it on your radio. It happens every time we do a frequency change on our shortwave outlet to this program. Starting tomorrow, the 1st of December, the first hour will be on 5075.070. And then a lot of people are going, yay, because I couldn't get to 12160. And we'll be moving the second hour from 99.85 to 32.10, 3.210 on your shortwave dial. A lot of people are going to like that. Some of you are not, but that's the conditions of which we work under. So there it is. At any rate, it's pretty good coverage out there. So you folks that couldn't get to 12.160 before, you'll be able to get to 5070. For those that couldn't get to 99.85, you'll be able to get to 32.10. So we're going to make a bunch of people happy for at least 4 or 5 months. So there it is. A lot of news and information to go over today, stuff that I did not get to yesterday. I've been off for a week, traipsing around the country trying to get things done. At any rate, a lot of information, a lot of news coming your way, and I have not been able to check out the gold and silver prices. We will do that here in just a few minutes. And I want to talk to you folks, you know, it's been rough. Anybody that's ever started a business, and I don't care if you're in communications, I don't care if you're in a gold and silver market, I don't care if you've got a used car lot. It's things happen, and things aren't always as smooth as they should be. There have been people that have responded, and I thank you all for responding to Best Price to buy your gold and silver. And Dennis has had a few startup problems, personnel problems, as I have had here at this network. But you know what? Somehow we get through to it. You know, we get down to it, and we get the job done. So I'm going to have Dennis Helmer from Best Price Coins on for a few minutes, and then we'll get to all this news and information and also your calls today at 800. I haven't taken any calls. 800-313-9443. We will take those calls, and we'll get into other areas of information for your benefit out there, folks. All this is not for riches, that's for sure, and not for ego, that's for sure. It's for your enlightenment, your betterment of your position in life to know so you can make informed choices. This is something that the media in this country and the government doesn't want you to have because they all think of you as being school children and you have to be spoon-fed and taken care of from cradle to grave. Well, you know my response to that. At any rate, we'll get this thing kicked off right after this short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we'll dig into all of this right after this short break.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I have online with me from Best Price Coins, Dennis Helmer. Hello, Dennis. How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, a lot better, John. Asking.
You've had... You've gone through some stuff up there. You're just now recuperating from pneumonia that you've had for what, 2 months now?
Yes, it's been over a 2 month bout of pneumonia, and in fact, the entire Thanksgiving holiday weekend, I was up one day and on the couch and in the bed the rest.
I went up to Minnesota to see you, and you were homesick. I drove 2,300 miles to see you, and you were homesick. And that's unfortunate. I'm glad to hear that you're doing better.
Well, thank you. It's great to be up and on my feet again.
To be alive.
Literally to be alive. Yeah, there was a couple weeks there. It was a little shaky, but.
Yeah. You started Best Price Coins what, about the same time I started this network.
Exactly. I think I had about a month head start on you.
Well, that a lot of that was set up, though. I mean, setting up the place, and you know, anybody that's ever set up a business, Dennis, they tell you not to look for profitability to even break even for a year, that's not easy to do, and especially in these circumstances in business today in this country. What I wanted to talk to you about was, I'm sitting here looking at gold quotes here, market New York spot price, gold here as at, what, 447.40?
Well, the actual close, I believe, what I'm looking at, it was the close today, was down $2.40 today, giving it a close at $451.50. We are in territory that we haven't witnessed since, I want to say, my goodness, back in the late 70s.
And I made the prediction, and part of that prediction has come true. You know, I watched the stock market. Now, anytime that we have a gold and silver move, it's on the uptrend, we can look at the stock market. Now, they have their own plunge protection team for the stock market to get in there and to buy stocks, buy and sell, basically to manipulate the market, not to stampede or panic the stock market or the stockholders out there. But I'm looking at a stock market right now, Dennis, that is artificially being propped up, and it's kept up artificially high. And Dow Jones Industrial Average shouldn't be at 10 or 11,000 points. And when it takes its bite, it's going to take its bite, and it's not coming back. Two of the three things that I predicted have come true so far. One about gas prices and gold and silver. I said, you watch right after the elections, you watch what happens. I just got the inside information on gas at the pump. Within the next 3 months, it's going to be $3 to $4 a gallon.
Well, that'll be in line with what the rest of the world currently pays for gasoline.
Well, and everybody on the planet's being ripped off, and the people in Europe have been ripped off for years. I don't know why they've put up with it, but, you know, I mean, literally, this is off the topic, but literally we could be buying gallons of gasoline at our pump for 75 cents to a dollar a gallon, and everybody make a healthy profit. But that's another side. So one more thing has to happen here in my prognostications, and that's the stock market to take a big bite. And I look for that to happen in January. I mean, that's two of the three elements that are coming together right now. And I'm not looking forward to it because you know what happens when the stock market, you were around in the late 70s, early 80s. You know, we saw what happened to employment figures. We saw massive layoffs at factories. Well, Dennis, that was before we had GATT and NAFTA that we shipped off millions of jobs. When we talk about a downturn in the market today with a job loss, we lose 2, 3, 4, 5 million people in that workforce. We're talking about a good chunk of the population that's not going to be going back to work. And all of this is unfortunate. Now, we can do what we can do to protect ourselves. Gold in the last couple of years has what, gone up 50%?
I would say that's fairly accurate, especially as you well know, John, you know, prior, I mean, this is my first time back on the air in months, probably since February, I want to say. And at that time, of course, I was on that other network. Remember that network?
I remember that one.
I hosted the Roundtable. I'm sure many listeners of Republic listened to the Roundtable and also the Privacy Factor. Those were both my shows. Also, I have with me here, too, the other host of the Roundtable, the P. David Quick Show, Patrick Quick. But, you know, I hosted those shows for a long time to get the word out, to make people aware of what's right around the corner. And I made predictions like you did. And lo and behold, here they are, and here we are.
Well, and we don't have to be rocket scientists, or we don't have to be
nuclear reactor salesman?
There you go. We don't have to be cloistered, you know, in little enclaves, and you know, this is all common sense stuff. Anybody that bought gold a couple of years ago, I mean, they didn't get that investment on buying T-bills or government bonds or in their stocks or whatever the case may be.
Right, and there was only one or two funds that really did any good during that time. And, of course, I'm not licensed to give that information, but for the most part, that was it, one or two that did any good. Outside of that, everybody has been losers. Their money, their net worth has gone down.
As they've watched their 401ks being stolen by the Enron giants or whatever the case may be, people just don't have the ability now to plan an economically viable, survivable future. They don't know what to do. They don't know whether to stop the clock, wind a wristwatch, or go blind.
Well, you might as well, if you're going to pick a mutual fund, you might as well, you know, might as well put a blindfold on and throw a dart.
And believe it or not, Dennis, there are...
A newspaper up on the wall, you know, the stock exchange, and throw the dart and see where it lands, and, you know.
That's pretty much it. Well, and a lot of people have responded to Best Price Coins, and I want them to understand, on a new startup business, now you've gone through some people up there, have you not?
Oh, Lord, have I ever. You know, the old saying, good help's hard to find, is very, very true, and more so today than it was 10, 20, especially 30 years ago. Plus, I'm a firm believer of the old saying, if you want a job done right, you do it yourself.
Well, and this is part of this is what you have to do. I'm amazed that you were even able to function in the last couple of months here. You know, since talking to your guy Vic up there, you know, getting to talk to some of your people actually visiting your place last week, you know, I got a better feel as to what's going on. And you had in the past, you had some people shipping gold out. Now you're the only guy that's doing that. And the reason why you're doing that is because you know the grades of the coins. I mean, literally, you've had people ship off in one day by misshipping. You've had people shoot an entire day's profit just by making a mistake on one single order.
That's easy to do.
And it's very easy to do. And I just want people to understand, the people that have dealt with Dennis Helmer and Best Price Coins before, and it's been slow getting their gold. You know, Dennis, I know you're not a ripoff. I know who you are. And you've been having to do all of these things yourself, you know, return phone calls and this, that, and the other. Well, all that's getting straightened around. And I hope to have you as a sponsor for a long time to come, because people...
Oh, and it is becoming less and less, as, you know, with all the orders that we've shipped, I don't know, I'm somewhat amazed at myself of the amount that I've, the work that I have done, burning the candle at both ends. And that, of course, that's part of what led up to my near demise with pneumonia.
Well, and again, I know when you're running and you keep running and running and running and running, and by the time you figure out that you're tired and you should stop, you know, sometimes...
One more shipment.
One more to go. Well, I just want people to know that you're on the fast track here of getting things together. And I know, you know that I know what it is to start something. I mean, the devil is in the details.
And it is.
That is important.
And, you know, I'm not making excuses for, you know, some of the folks out there I know have been waiting. Some other folks have received some of the coins, and we're getting the rest of them out to them as fast as I can. And with having some of the past employees that we've had here, a lot of the paperwork was missing, screwed up. I didn't know who got what. What checks were good?
Well, you had one guy by the name of Ballman working there that has now gone to another gold place up there in Minnesota. I won't mention their names.
Oh, geez.
But this guy was, you know...
I thought he was my best friend. I've known him for years. I brought him into the gold business, and I don't know what his problem was. To be honest, I just think it was personal habits that overflowed into his professional life.
Well, and that's unfortunate. I mean, but, you know, we move on. This is what this is all about. We've got a tremendous, I know that I've got a tremendous amount of work ahead of me, and I know that you do also.
John, it's Pat Quick.
Yes, Pat.
How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. I want to throw my 2 cents in here. You have to remember, with this type of business, the one thing that we absolutely positively have to have is that we have to have the experience of knowing what's going to be sent out to our clients. And you have to remember, Dennis and I have combined 30 years in this business. We didn't just open the doors yesterday. We opened the doors combined 15 years ago. But we've done it in a different way now, and that is Best Price Coins is just that, Best Price Coins. The only problem is with that is we've got to get it. It's not as much to the clients getting it the next day as it is for us getting it out to them before it costs us money because of the tight margins that we're on right now.
The tight margins. That's why, you know, this company is called Best Price for exactly that reason.
Let's put it this way. We have clients out there that are receiving coins and having coins right now. They're in profit. We actually lost money on the transactions because Dennis was sick there.
Yeah,
we got caught in the market, but let me make an example right here.
Well, I'll tell you what, just hold that thought, gentlemen. Dennis Helmer, real quick, just hold that thought. Gentlemen from Best Price, we'll bring you back after the break here, and we've got a special also that we want to tell you fine folks about, and we appreciate everybody that has done business with Best Price Coins. And like this network, that company is going to get better. We're going to get better. We're going to get bigger, stronger, bigger, and badder and bolder. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
All right, we're back with me, Dennis Helmer, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer at Best Price Coins. Pat Quick also with us, talking about gold and silver, talking about an investment opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, that, well, I already know. The problem is, Dennis, to try to convince people as to what is going to transpire in the future.
That's right.
We already know what's going to happen. We just can't give you incremental on this date. Gold's going to be at this point, but we can tell you one thing. It's not coming back down. Gold cannot be bankrupted. Silver cannot be bankrupted. And if just for the sake of argument, Dennison, we remember what happened in the late 70s, early 80s.
And that's exactly what we want to bring up.
Yeah, because, I mean, take a look at this. This was supposedly just to wring inflation out of the economy. There was nothing else going on out there of any dire consequence. What they did was start retracting the money supply. They jacked the interest rates up. Gold went out of sight. And these were conditions that were purposely manipulated. But what we're talking about here is something totally different. I'm only using that as an example,
right,
as to the value of gold and silver and what it's going to do in the future. This time it's a whole different set of ground rules.
Exactly. And, you know, we're not using crystal ball theories. The thing to remember is that when you look throughout history, especially with markets, whether it's stock markets, currency markets, precious metal markets, the coal market, is that everything goes in cycles. Of course, the coal and the fuel oil markets, they kind of go cycle with the seasons. So that's kind of a predictable cycle, and it repeats often. However, with financial markets, currency markets, and especially gold markets, the only thing we really have to look at is how they've traveled in the past, because the past is the guide to the future. Everything goes in cycles, and I'm sure everybody out there, every listener, yourself included, will agree that everything does go in cycles. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, only this time.
Exactly.
This time. This is not going to be the usual cycle. What we're going to see is gold is not going to come back down. It may drop a few dollars today, go up a few dollars tomorrow, but we know what the upward trend of this valuable commodity is.
And also, the upward trend can be substantial. In fact, Pat, what did it do back there in 1981? From what? How'd that work?
1980, we set it at 450 gold spot price, and in 14 days it was $831. Exactly where we are right now, $450 gold went to $831 in 15 days. 14 days. Now, granted, that it didn't hold there for long, but it ended up averaging out for 18 months at $650 an ounce. This time around, it's going to be completely different because there's nobody going to be able to bring that gold price down. You're not going to have the European nations selling gold. They've got to keep a percentage just to print out new paper for their euro. You're not going to have China selling gold. They're selling it to their citizens again. There's not going to be any new found gold out there that's going to change things. And, of course, our dollar is being depreciated every single day. It costs us more and more to buy anything, so that's not going to do it. They're not supporting it again.
Yeah, but it sure does make that trade imbalance look good, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. Doesn't it? Just let that dollar drop.
Yeah.
Our government's policy on supporting the dollar, they go, oh, no, we're in support of a strong dollar. They have not done one thing, which is okay with me. I don't have any problem with it. I'm more than happy to see gold go to $600 and $800 an ounce where it should be anyway.
Well, and that's another commodity that's been specifically undervalued because the creatures out there on the face of the planet, they want to convert whatever they can into gold too. So whatever's good for that golden goose is also worth its weight in gold for the gander, and the gander being us out here.
So long as they can keep it as low, that is how long they can purchase more. While the ones that are in the know are continuing to purchase gross amounts of gold, the public at large is still, or per se, even to coin another phrase, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but the sheeple out there just aren't listening. They aren't buying any gold.
They're not getting it. They're worried about right now what they're going to buy for Christmas and what they're going to put under a tree. And I've been telling them for years, Dennis, that when you have the money, you may have a job this year. You may not have one next year. So this year, think about foregoing the 30-day vacation or extravagant gifts for yourself or whatever. And when you're in a position to move yourself into gold and silver, you do it. I've had people, Dennis, that I've told a decade ago to do this. They've recently called me back and said, you know what, we just want to thank you, and here's a donation for your network because we did what you suggested. Rather than buying that brand-new boat or the snowmobile or the car or whatever, we took that money, we put it into some hard assets, and we thank you because they've made a ton of money. But it's still sitting there, and they're going to make more. They don't have to do anything with it. They don't have to work it. They don't have to plant it. They ain't got to water it. They ain't got to cultivate it. All it does is have to sit there. But not in gold futures, not in paper, not in something somebody else is going to handle. Because when the foo-foo does really hit that oscillating air-moving device, you ain't going to get your gold from these people.
Right. Well, you'll have a valuation, but in what will the valuations be, and what currency will it be? Also, I'd like to throw a notation in there in regards to the holidays, the Christmas season, even if you're an atheist, okay? It's still the Christmas season, and the Christmas season has always been about silver and gold. Silver and gold.
And I wonder why that is. It's just so long-lasting. It's something that's intrinsic in value that, well, it's pretty to look at, but more importantly, it protects something. And that's what everybody in this country does every single day of their life. They're huffing and puffing and working themselves to the bone. But at the end of the day, they don't have anything really to show for it. But we're going to tell you how you can. Hold on, guys. We'll bring you right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Okay, we are back. You guys were trying to make a point before the break. Go ahead and do that, and then let's give the fine folks out there the special that's being offered by Best Price Coins.
Okay, you know, basically and realistically, and I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but we all know that gold's going up, oil's going up, the value of the dollar is going down, and the free trade area of the Americas isn't going to help the dollar, like NAFTA and GATT were supposed to help the dollar. I mean, realistically, are people even going to be able to afford a Christmas tree next Christmas?
It's a good question.
The special, and I, God knows that I hope that it doesn't get that bad. Hope that we never see this country on its, the people of this country on their knees again like it was during the Great Depression. But everything does go in cycles. So we are running a special. We have the special that's advertised pretty much with the $10 gold pieces. It's been great response. The thing to remember is as the gold rises, the gold value rises, these coins, okay, the circulated pieces, they're not going to be available. And if they are, it's going to be highly escalated values. They're going to be out of touch. They'll be $1,000 before we know it. Many of the higher grade coins, they're not even available anymore. Many of the, per se, the investment grade coins, people are looking for a big return. people have taken our advice, my advice and my brokers here, have taken the advice that I've guided these people into, and they've had significant returns. You talk about a 50% rise in value of gold just on the world markets. I mean, some of these people have already recognized gains of 150% from this year. But the special we're running today, with every coin, I don't care if you buy 100 coins, if you buy one coin, we're offering circulated $20 gold pieces. These are $20 liberties. There might be some type 1s in there, some type 2s, type 3s, which are the commonest of the liberties. Also, St. Gaudens. We're offering circulated $20 gold pieces, no shipping. There's no charge for any shipping ever here from Best Price. We're offering them at $550 a piece. And with every single gold coin, you will also receive some silver, a silver coin. Whether it's a dime, a Mercury dime, a Roosevelt dime, a seated quarter, who knows? You might get a silver dollar from the 1800s. We're not going to pick and choose with the orders on who gets a silver dollar or a walking liberty half dollar or this or that. It's not going to matter. It's going to be random.
Okay, so what are they getting for their $550?
A circulated $20 gold piece, $20 Liberty, or $20 St. Gaudens. We can't necessarily specify whether you're going to get a Liberty or a St. Gaudens.
No,
circulated pieces.
Yeah. You brought up something a little bit earlier. I wanted to touch upon. You said something that in the when you process orders.
Right.
How exactly does this work? Because you made the statement that you've actually shipped stuff out of there and you've lost money the day that you shipped that. How does that happen?
You bet I have. Because I was ill there for quite a while, I had to purchase some coins at higher market levels. And how that happens is here at Best Price, we have the best prices. When we're running on narrow profit, we're only running, on a few percent versus the majority of the other companies out there are running anywhere from 20 to 50%. The majority of them are running on 20 to 50% markup. We're nowhere near that here at Best Price.
So when somebody calls up today and they make an order, say that they're going to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000
in gold.
Sure.
Well, what's a realistic time expectation to have that shipment delivered?
Realistic, with all the new orders, we're getting them all out in about a two-week period of time.
Okay.
Some less, some a little bit longer. But we're moving this stuff as fast as we can.
All right. And they're guaranteed the best price out there. And then, folks, this sponsors this network. Dennis, without your – oh, and by the way, you got to overnight me a check.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do
Just hey, while you're here, I just might as well mention it. But, no, at any rate – you guys have been supporting this network. We're going to continue to support you as long as you give the customers out there your undivided attention, the listeners to RBN. You service these people because you know the old adage, Dennis. You know, make one guy happy, he's going to maybe tell two or three. Make one guy unhappy, he'll tell 100.
Well, that's right. And we've had hundreds, if not thousands, of happy people from Best Price here this year. I haven't actually asked my guy who handles the accounting how many people we've actually filled orders from the radio network. But bear in mind, the radio network is not our sole line of clients here at Best Price.
All right.
I've been in the business for a long time. I've been on this end of the phone for over 16 years. On this end, advising clients. I have a very large portfolio of clients.
And it's like anything else. If somebody gets a good deal, they're going to come back, and that's what we're after. And again, the price, $20 Liberty, St. Gaudens, or what was the other coin you mentioned?
$20 gold pieces. They're only $20 Liberties or St. Gaudens.
Okay, great. 550.
Circulated pieces at $550.
And plus you get some silver with that.
That's right, whether it's a silver dime or a silver dollar. I'm not going to specify what you get.
All righty. And what number do they need to call?
Need to call. Okay, there's the number that's advertised with the $10 gold piece. That's fine. But also, for this special, is 1-800-728-7858. That's 1-800-728-7858. 7858.
Is there an extension with that?
No, there's no extension.
That goes direct.
It'll go direct to any one of the senior or executive portfolio managers.
Very good. Well, Dennis, I appreciate it. Continued success. Stay healthy up there. Pat, is he still with us?
No, actually, he's not. He got called away.
Okay, well, real good.
Clients come first, and he had a client that had called in. So.
All righty, 800-728-7858. Thank you, Dennis. We will check with you periodically, but... we will keep you in mind. And again, folks, we appreciate all the people that have done business with Best Price Coins. You know, there's not one person out there that has not gotten let me put it to you this way. They're going to get everything that they deserve from Best Price. And at our recommendation, Dennis, we've brought you up. We've made you the official gold and silver sponsor of this network. There have been a few glitches out there. There's been a few glitches here, too. But you know what? We get over it. We make the fix and we move on. That's what we've got to do across the board with everything in this country. Fix it and let's just move on.
Right. Don't just throw it away.
There you
fix
go.
It.
That's it. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it.
John, it's been great.
All righty. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll fly you up here so you don't have to make the drive. Maybe I'll come down there.
Well, there's an idea. I'm not gonna make this. That was a 17-hour trip one way. I'm not gonna do that again. So we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
All right. Dennis Elmer, Best Price Coins, again, 800-728-7858. And there have been a couple of people that have made rather large purchases, and there was no way that I could tell them. You know, there was no way that I could tell him that Dennis was out sick. You know, to some people that sounded like an excuse, but it wasn't. I knew better. So there it is, folks. There it is. What are you going to do? You can't control this nation's economy. You can't control our job loss. You can't control the interest rates. You can't even control whether you're going to have a job tomorrow, save for the fact that you get fired today or laid off or whatever the case may be, the hopes that you can get employment in the near-term future. But you can do something with converting assets over to gold and silver right now. I've been telling people for 10 years to do it. They've already made the money. They're going to make a lot more money. We're talking about your survival out there, folks. So please, avail yourself of the opportunities to do so. I guarantee you, you will not be sorry. 800-728-7858. Call today. Iraq healthcare in deep crisis. From BBC News, all the illegal aliens come here to work. From News with Views, Frosty Wooldridge is his name. Get into that. Federal government must make public its argument against a privacy advocate who challenged a directive requiring identification before boarding an airplane. I can remember several years ago when they started this thing that you've got to show photo ID to get on a plane. Well, that wasn't a hard and fast rule. But what they did do was inconvenience you by rifling through your luggage just because you didn't want to show an ID. But now, folks, they're throwing people in jail for not showing an ID. Okay, we'll get into that also. And what does it mean to support our troops? And the U.S. media, Ms. Rumsfeld, dirty wars talk. This is sickening because this is how the State Department and the federal government has been operating for a number of years. I might as well jump right into this one. In 3, 5, or 10 years from now, Latin America returns to the military dictatorships and dirty wars of its all-too-recent past. It's already going on. This is analysis by Jim Loeb on U.S. media, Miss Rumsfeld's, not Miss Rumsfeld, but they miss Rumsfeld Dirty Wars talk, conveniently left out by the controlled media in this country, folks. In this week's conference in, I think this is Quito, one of the hemisphere's defense ministers, in particular, Pentagon Chief Donnelly Rumsfeld, that's right, Rummy, his role in it as a milestone in this journey. Now, if they did, however, their assessment would surely draw a blank among readers of U.S. newspapers or viewers of its television. For the vast majority of them, the conference was the equivalent of the proverbial tree toppling unheard and unseen in some vast, unobserved forest. While the major medias were filled with speculation about Rumsfeld's future in President Bush's second term, his contribution to the meeting was entirely ignored by the electronic media and the major newspapers, with just a handful of exceptions. This was unfortunate because, in many ways, The meeting confirmed an evolution in U.S. policy that has been underway since Bush declared his war on terrorism after September 11, 2001. These terrorist attacks that happened in New York and on the Pentagon itself. Indeed, the purpose of gathering was to erect a new architecture for continental security in which the armed forces, in Washington's view, would play a central role. For almost two decades, the United States has urged Latin American militaries to move away from the Cold War national security doctrines that resulted in so many abuses in the region. But last week, Mr. Rumsfeld appeared to be preaching the virtues of reviving such an approach, perhaps under a new name like national sovereignty. Oh, they just love this Orwellian flip-flop on the meanings of words. Indeed, in remarks to his fellow defense ministers, Rumsfeld even suggested that given the challenges posed by the 21st century threats, of which they helped manufacture, folks, it was time to rethink the separation of armed forces from the police. Are you hearing this? This is exactly what's being done in this country now, has been done. What is Donnie Rumsfeld telling him right now? Oh, you've got to merge your police with your military to keep order. A major reform pursued by U.S. and Latin American human rights organizations is a way of asserting civilian control over the military and reducing abuses. Since September 11, 2001, we've had to conduct an essential reexamination of the relationships between our military and our law enforcement responsibilities in the U.S., asserted Rumsfeld, who never let the phrase human rights, by the way, pass his lips. The complex challenges of this new era are asymmetric threats we face require that all elements of state and society work together. Indeed, the Pentagon chief included under the rubric of enemies faced by the region's armed forces a number of actors who normally would come under the jurisdiction of civilian authorities. Terrorists, drug traffickers, hostage takers, and criminal gangs form an antisocial combination that increasingly seeks to destabilize civil societies, he declared, further blurring the lines between the roles of the military and the police. And during the drafting of the final communique, Rumsfeld's delegation resisted a Canadian move backed by Brazil and Chile to balance its anti-terrorism provisions with explicit references to international human rights and humanitarian law, according to Gaston Schiller, an Argentine lawyer from the Washington Office on Latin America, who observed the conference. This is what he said. They were essentially saying terrorism is the priority for the region, and international human rights law is not a requirement in combating terrorism. This is exactly the wrong message in a region where militaries used this philosophy during the dirty wars to commit gross human rights violations. And folks, here in this country, they've merged the military with the police. They're dying to put the military on the streets in this country, and they have in limited examples. But this is going to increase in this country. Why? Because we need to be protected. Protected from what? Protected from the very same people in Washington, D.C. that are bringing these threats to our shores, or potential threats, I may say. Policy? Their policy is to stir up as much dirt, muck, and just absolute pandemonium as they possibly can. Why? Because then the little sheeple will run back to the government and go, oh, protect us. Oh, take more of our rights as long as we can have more security. Oh, please help us. That's exactly what people like Donald Rumsfeld are doing. And now you're hearing he's proposing this to other countries. In another update on the national security doctrine of the 1960s and 70s, Rumsfeld also pushed for greater cooperation among the region's militaries, particularly in border regions where enemies often find shelter. Now let me say this. And a lot of people have argued with me about this, that George Bush isn't really down with the UN. He's out there to build his own empire. To that I say, hogwash. This man would not be sitting in the White House right now doing his free trade era with America's the coup d'etat over NAFTA and GATT. This is about globalization, folks. The United Nations is an intrinsic part of that process, and they will not be done away with. And the United Nations is neither George Bush's enemy nor George Bush, his enemy is the United Nations. But to appear conservative, because we know what the United Nations is about. By the way, on that point, Kofi Annan in news today about his son, the food for oil debacle, the ripoff, saying Kofi Annan says, well, I don't get involved in his affairs and he doesn't get involved in mine. That's a lot of horse manure because Kofi himself knew exactly what his sonny boy was doing. Now, what I think is going to happen here, this is going to paint the picture, the scenario, that Kofi Annan is a good man, but, you know, in light and in lieu of these circumstances, well, Mr. Annan, for the benefit of the United Nations and its organization and its member states, it may be time to bring in Bill Clinton. I'm not joking about this, folks. There's already been overtures that Bill Clinton be the head of the United Nations. And let me remind you of something. The head of the United Nations, its Secretary General, has been without fail, without exception, collectivist, socialist. Gee, do you think there's going to be a change when Bill gets in there? No. They're going to welcome him with open arms. Why? Because he's a collectivist. That's why. These are the wonderful people that are crafting this wonderful world government for you with all the tyranny to boot. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Strengthening sovereignty and ensuring effective sovereignty over our national territories must be a fundamental goal, he said. There is no one nation that can meet these challenges by itself. It is simply not going to be possible, he added twice for emphasis, talking about Donnie Rumsfeld at this conference. Despite the obvious implications of Rumsfeld's remark for Latin America and the future of U.S.-Latin American relations, however, the mainstream U.S. media did not see fit to give them or the strong resistance to them on the part of much of the Defense Secretary's Latin American counterparts much attention. Although the major wire services, Associated Press, Reuters, carried some reports, only a few newspapers published them, usually in a much abbreviated form. The conference was ignored by the Washington Post and noted in a relatively brief item in the New York Times that focused on Rumsfeld's contention that routes used by smugglers to move undocumented foreigners in the United States could be used as easily by terrorist organizations. Duh. Folks, they're patting down grannies in airports right now. And the southern borders are wide open, okay, and still are. We'll get into more of the illegal situation also, because this is most important. They're still coming across the border in droves, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? Along with, I'm talking billions and billions of dollars worth of drugs pouring onto our streets inside the United States. And why is that important? Well, look at the drug problem. Oh, yeah, well, it's gotten a little bit better, but, you know, we still need strong law enforcement measures. And under the terrorism, whether you're a drug dealer or just a user, you could possibly be funding Al-Qaeda, mind you. Yes, by the CIA backdoor operations of running drugs into this country to destroy its infrastructure, to destroy its people's minds. That's what's going on. That's what your wonderful president's doing. This is what Donnie Rumsfeld is doing to this country. This is what Mr. Halliburton is doing to this country. While they're putting up cameras everywhere, they're snooping and pooping on every keystroke in your computer, listening to all your phone calls. But yet the southern borders remain wide open. An oversight? Not on your life. Intentional? Absolutely. Because with all the chaos, the drugs, the illegals, the crime that's being caused by this is further justification for what? That's right, more police measures. Are you guys getting it yet? Should this son of a bugger be thrown out of office right now? You better believe he should. The president of what? I wouldn't make him the president of a fan club, let alone the president of the United States. Let's not mention the fact, of course, that he's butchering tens of thousands of people as we speak. And for what reason? I have sitting here on the broadcast table. Let me reach over here and get this. Oh, it's a wonderful little item. Little? Well, here it is, and you can hear it hit the table. What was that? An 832-page book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, A Conservative Republican Speaks Out. I have got the proof. I've got to go through this thing tonight. Get it back to the publisher, Toot Sweet, here, and this book will be available, folks. This is going to rock George Bush's little world. This one book, and I'm not joking about this, this one book may pull this wannabe tyrant out of office. And I can't wait. Along with the rest of the band of criminals and cabals. Not to replace them with a new brand of criminal that's got a better rap or looks different. No, folks, we want our country back, and the only way we're going to get our country back is to take our government back. They've stolen it. They've hijacked it. They've bankrupted us. They've ruined us all. I just want my country back. We'll take the break here. Next hour, 99.85 on your shortwave dial. Don't forget tomorrow, 50.70 first hour, second hour, 32.10. The change is effective as of tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.